Fairview Elementary School received a C grade from the Indiana State Board of Education after years of F grades. What can the school board do to help Fairview Elementary continue to improve its grade? And so you can start. Yeah.
And that's something that I know I've been dedicated to since I've been on the school board. I ran for the school board initially because I had been a volunteer at Fairview. And I realized if I can do something for one school, and I did see the poverty there and the needs there, maybe I could do something for the entire school corporation. And as long as I've been on the school board, we have looked at that in terms of we have smaller class sizes at Fairview. So we have more attention to students. We are putting different teachers who are experienced with that SES in those schools. We are putting extra resources, and I do believe the Artful Learning Program that began a few years ago and now the addition of the Arts Academy is really going to help drawing in some different folks, because part of it, when you look at ISTEP scores, it's not just one overall score. It's divided into minority populations. And if you have 30 students in any one of those minority populations, and there are a number of them, each one of those populations gets graded. So the more we can differ this population a little bit, the more we'll be able to change those scores. But I also want to acknowledge that I don't buy into the test scores. I don't buy into using ISTEP for grading schools or evaluating teachers. I understand ISTEP and standardized testing has a purpose, but it wasn't designed to grade schools or evaluate teachers. So for that purpose, I'm not sure we're talking about a fair measurement, and they're successful with or without those tests.
Jim, would you like to address the question?
Well, first of all, I think that the personnel at Fairview should be commended for the improvement. A lot of people would think, well, C's not all that good of a grade, but it's a heck of an improvement from F. So I would like to see that trend continue. It's certainly going in the right direction. Sue has mentioned that they've shifted some teachers that are experienced in teaching to disadvantaged kids, and I think that's a good move. There are lots of schools in big cities that probably have similar demographics that have experienced a great deal of improvement. There's a school up in Indianapolis that fits this bill exactly, and it's one of the highest performing schools in Indiana now. And I would really like to see the school corporation take a look at that school and what it's doing, how it's made those kind of improvements. Kids have this uncanny ability of rising to the level of their expectations. So I think having cheerleading sessions every morning or whatever, encouraging those kids and letting them know that, hey, failure is not an option in here. This is what we expect you to learn, and this is what we're going to do to help you. And there's some teaching methods that, I'm not a teacher, I'm not an expert, but I know that that classical education is been around this country since its founding, and for some reason about 80, 90 years ago it was done away with, but that included phonics, included teaching kids Greek and Latin, which is, tremendously beneficial in helping them understand the derivatives of words, and they can take a word that they have no idea what that word is, but with a little bit of background in prefixes and suffixes and that come from Latin, oftentimes kids can figure out what a word means even though they've never seen it before. So those are just the things I think that we could look at to continue to make improvements at Fairview.
Sue has already actually addressed my next question in her response. So Jim, I'll ask you, do you think standardized testing is beneficial?
No, not when it's originating with the federal government. That's one of the main reasons I'm running in this race, is that federal mandates, first of all, they're unconstitutional. Second of all, I think they're destroying public education. We've had No Child Left Behind, Common Core, now this ridiculous bathroom, restroom, locker room, hotel room voyeurism mandate from Obama invading the privacy of our kids. But your question was standardized testing. I think that we have to have benchmarks that show that kids are learning, and I would hate to, for a teacher's career or her raise, his or her raise or performance evaluation to be dependent solely on what that kid learns at the end of the year without taking a look at where were they at the beginning of the year. In other words, what we should be looking at is the delta. How much change occurred in that child, not so much as where they are compared to the rest of the country. I think the community itself will know if our kids are succeeding and learning or not. You know, once, you know, the proof is in the pudding in the graduates. Are they prepared to become useful citizens and you know, ready for the workplace and ready to be good, productive citizens? I am not a fan of standardized testing.
So you sort of gave me your view in the previous answer. Do you want to add any more to this question?
Yeah, one of the things that I love to say is, you know, we have, not only do we have iStep, we have the iRead that measures children's reading levels in the third grade that also comes from the state. The best way that I can imagine to assess a kid's knowledge and achievement is our teachers. They're trained to do that. They understand, and that's part of our professional learning communities, our PLCs, is constant assessment of what have our kids learned and what do they need to learn. We don't necessarily need a high-stakes standardized test to be able to assess what our students know and what they need to learn.
Which brings me to my next question. What are your thoughts on evaluating teacher success?
Oh, I think the one thing I think we always want to do in public education is be accountable to our community, our taxpayers, the people who are paying for what's happening. And I think evaluating teachers is something that we must do, and we've done all along, but I think we're doing it better now with some guidelines from the state. And I think most teachers, or most anybody in any profession or anything they're doing, they want to know. They want feedback. They want to know, how am I doing? How can I get better? What will make me a better professional? And so I think performance reviews, performance evaluations are necessary. They're important. And I believe our staff welcome them. And it's the one way I believe our teachers have continued to improve in the last few years.
Jim, what are your thoughts on evaluating teacher success?
Well, I would think that peer review and I would imagine each school's principal has a pretty good concept of how well the teachers are performing. One thing that I would like to see, though, and this kind of goes back to the standardized testing, is that so much time is being seized and stolen away from teachers because of all this standardized testing. And I can't believe the amount. I mean, I have a sixth grader, and all through her school career, I've just been shocked and kind of disappointed at how much time is devoted to not just the testing itself, but all the preparation for it. And it's expensive testing. It costs a lot of money. getting back to reviewing the teachers, looking at that change, how much in the positive direction did a student take from September, August, when the school year starts, until April, May, when they get out. And the teachers that get those students, you know, in the following year and the following year after that, probably should have some input on how well were those kids prepared with what they're supposed to know before they move on to the next grade.